All positive people are my true family and my true friends. I'm going to list right now all of the types of people that are my true family and my true friends. Victims of abuse of authority. Victims of abuse of discretion. Victims of abuse of dominance. Victims of abuse of information. Victims of abuse of power. Victims of abuse of process. Victims of abuse of rank. Victims of abuse of statistics. Victims of abuse of the system. Victims of abuse of trust. Victims of abuse of supervision. Victims of academic abuse. Victims of ad hominem abuse. Victims of adult abuse. Victims of adolescent abuse. Victims of alcohol use disorder. Victims of those witnessing animal abuse. If we were in the Middle Ages, I would say the victims of abuse of indulgences. I would say to all those who have been traumatized by personally knowing those who committed abuse of corpse. To all those who have been harmed by antisocial behavior, victims of bullying, victims of character assassination, victims of child abuse, victims of parental abuse of children, victims of child sexual abuse, victims of child-on-child sexual abuse, victims of church abuse, victims of mosque abuse, victims of temple abuse, victims of synagogue abuse, victims of civil rights abuse, victims of clandestine abuse, victims of clerical abuse, victims of congregational abuse, victims of ministry abuse, victims of choir loft abuse, victims of pulpit abuse, victims of cyber abuse and cyber bullying, victims of dating abuse and dating violence, victims of defamation, victims of detainee abuse, victims of disability abuse, victims of discriminatory abuse, victims of doctor abuse, victims of domestic abuse and domestic violence, victims of drug abuse, victims of economic abuse, victims of elder abuse, victims of emotional abuse, victims of employee abuse, victims of false accusations, victims of financial abuse, victims of gaming the system, victims of gaslighting. Victims of love-based flag abuse. Victims of gay abuse and gay bashing. Victims of group psychological abuse. Victims of harassment. Victims of hate crimes. Victims of hazing, victims of human rights abuse, victims of humiliation, victims of incivility, victims of institutional abuse, victims of insult, victims of intimidation, victims of legal abuse, victims of lesbian abuse. Victims of malpractice, victims of market abuse, victims of material abuse, victims of medical abuse, victims of mental abuse, victims of military abuse, victims of mind abuse and mind control, victims of misconduct, victims of mobbing, victims of narcissistic abuse, victims of neglect, victims of negligence, victims of parental abuse by children, victims of online abuse, victims of nurse abuse and nursing abuse, victims of passive-aggressive behavior, victims of patient abuse, victims of peer abuse, victims of persecution, victims of police abuse, victims of torture, victims of physical abuse, victims of personal abuse and personal attacks, victims of political abuse, victims of prejudice, victims of prison abuse and prisoner abuse, victims of professional abuse, victims of racial abuse, victims of psychological abuse, victims of racial abuse, victims of ragging, victims of rape, victims of religious abuse, victims of relational aggression, victims of resident abuse, victims of rudeness, victims of satanic ritual abuse, victims of school bullying, victims of sectarian abuse, victims of self-abuse, victims of sexual abuse, victims of sexual bullying, victims of sibling abuse, victims of smear campaigns, victims of societal abuse, victims of spiritual abuse, victims of spousal abuse, victims of stalking, victims of structural abuse, victims of substance use disorder, victims of surveillance abuse, victims of taunting, victims of teacher abuse, victims of teasing, victims of telephone abuse, victims of terrorism, victims of transgender abuse and trans bashing, victims of umpire abuse, victims of verbal abuse and verbal attacks, victims of whispering campaigns, victims of workplace abuse and workplace bullying, victims of the characteristics and styles of abuse, victims of telltale signs of abuse, victims of abusive power and control, victims of the psychological characteristics of abusers, meaning abuse victims, and victims of the effects of abuse on the victims. All of these victims are my true family and my true friends. All of these victims, again, are my true family and my true friends. Victims of suicidal thoughts are my true family and my true friends. To those suffering from mental illnesses are my true family and my true friends. All of these victims I just said are all positive people. And they're all my true family and my true friends. And I want to go public about that because I'm not ashamed of these victims, because I'm a victim of more than one form of severe abuse myself. And I must go on record saying this. Sex workers are my true family and my true friends. Those who are labeled poor are my true family and my true friends. Women and girls are my true family and my true friends. Black people are my true family and my true friends. Asylum seekers are my true family and my true friends. The dreamers are my true family and my true friends. Immigrants are my true family and my true friends. Foreigners are my true family and my true friends. Refugees are my true family and my true friends. Intersex people are my true family, my true friends. Metrosexuals are my true family, my true friends. Androgynous people are my true family, my true friends. People of all sexual orientations are my true family, my true friends. People of all sex characteristics are my true family, my true friends. People of all gender identities are my true family, my true friends. Members of the entire LGBTQI+ community are my true family, my true friends. Children, youth, babies, and toddlers are my true family, my true friends. People with disabilities, or should I say people who are labeled disabled, are my true family and my true friends. People on the autism spectrums are my true family and my true friends. Atheists are my true family and my true friends. Agnostics are my true family and my true friends. Deists are my true family and my true friends. Secularists are my true family and my true friends. Christians are my true family and my true friends. Buddhists are my true family and my true friends. Muslims are my true family and my true friends. Practitioners of Judaism are my true family and my true friends. Hindus are my true family and my true friends. People of all world religions are my true family and my true friends. People of all world faiths are my true family and my true friends. People of all spiritualities are my true family and my true friends. Thank you. And the reason why I'm saying these things before I list all the other people are my true friends is because I feel very proud of the very kinds of people that, in my view, are the most humbleness and human embodiments of humbleness. They are. People with STIs, STDs, and HIV/AIDS are my true family, my true friends. People who are made fun of for their weight and their height are my true family, my true friends. To all of those suffering from homelessness are my true family, my true friends. To those who are experiencing discrimination based on age, caste, class, disability, genetic, hair texture, height, language, looks, race/ethnicity/nationality, rank, sex, sexual orientation, size, skin color, and mental health issues are my true family, my true friends. Those who are suffering from religious discrimination are my true family, my true friends. Those who are suffering from secular discrimination are my true family, my true friends. Those who are suffering from discriminatory policies are my true family, my true friends. Those who are suffering from ethnic/national discrimination are my true family, my true friends. Those who are victims of elder financial abuse and predatory marriage are my true family, my true friends. Those who are suffering from victimization, victim blaming, psychological trauma, manipulation, isolation, dehumanization, and demonization are my true family and my true friends. Victims of Stockholm Syndrome and betrayal trauma and betrayal blindness are my true family, my true friends. I'm making sure to leave nobody out. Farmers are my true family, my true friends. Hermaphrodites are my true family, my true friends. parents, mothers, fathers, and are my true family, my true friends. Gender and sexual diversity are my true family, my true friends. I just want to make sure I don't leave out any outcasts. It's very important to me that I never do that. That's why I'm taking my time. To those who have been castigated because you performed an abortion or abortions, you're my true family and my true friends. And I say that as a way of saying you belong, regardless of what anyone says about you due to their high prevalence of ignorance and heartlessness. To all of those who are free thinkers, nonconformists, rationalists, misfits, mavericks, those suffering from social stigmas, social orphans, those experiencing social exclusion or social marginalization, the rejects, the untouchables, the undesirables, the least of these, the disenfranchised, the disadvantaged. In the words of Malcolm X, those suffering the brunt of Caesar's brutality, those who are lost of the knowledge of themselves, the exploited, the downtrodden. The second class citizens. The lost sheep who are made to feel that way. The oppressed. The slaves. Those who are strangers in a land that is not theirs. Yes, these are all the people that are my family and my friends. Those who are sufferers of all human rights violations, all civil rights violations, all political rights violations, all economic rights violations, all cultural rights violations, all social rights violations. All equal rights violations. All wholeness/holistic living violations and all oneness violations are my true family. And my true friends. Those who are lonely. Those who are depressed. Those who have anxiety. Those with sexual issues. Trauma victims, abuse victims, victimization victims, the misheard and the misunderstood. Victims of broken families, victims of dysfunctional households. House is not a home. The humble, the lowly, the despised, all these people are my true family, my true friends. Those who wear tattoos, those who have tongue piercings, ear piercings, and just piercings. Those with lower back tattoos. Those in the sex industry. Victims of human trafficking. Victims of addictions. Those who are taught to live fast, die young, live life in the fast lane, living too fast, and self-destructive behavior. And they didn't ask for these tendencies. Are my true family and my true friends. The elderly, widows, orphans, strangers. Women who are treated as concubines. Women who are placed in male harems. Are my true family, my true friends. To those who have experienced racism. Those who have been victimized by world domination. Victims of regimes, victims of dictatorships, victims of totalitarianism, victims of authoritarianism, and victims of nightmares. To those who have lost loved ones. To those who have lost loved ones to murder, to suicide, to disease, to heartache, to heartbreak. To pain, to misfortune. Rough childhoods. Scarred for life. Fucked over and fucked with. And constantly being shitted on. Those who are in damned if you do, damned if you don't situations. You are my true family and my true friends. sounds sad because whenever I think about what is happening, to people like me, there's no room for happy joy at all. Those who are made to feel that they are untouchability are my true family, my true friends. Victims of shunning are my true family and my true friends. Victims of traumatic bonding are my true family, my true friends. Victims of sexual performance anxiety are my true family and my true friends. I'm going to make this all about the victims. That's the only thing. I'm going to talk about people like me and nobody else. I must put this out. I am an outcast, and that will never change. Tonio Time Daily is the Outcast Podcast. This podcast is strictly for people who have been crucified by life. This podcast is not for people who've never been through anything. This podcast is for people who are in need of protection and safety. This podcast is for all of those who need a safe space, all of those who need a safe place, and all of those who need a safe grace, and all of those who need a safe haven. If you have not experienced any storms in life, this podcast is not for you. If you have experienced pure evil and pure hell in life, directly and or indirectly, this podcast is for you. And I must say this, send me voice messages. I have published a bonus episode on how you can do it. In fact... you're probably wondering which episode you're talking about. I'll fill it in for you really quickly. Look for March 29th, 2021. Send in a voice message. Go to Anchor, Tonio-Myers4/message. Go to that one. You can send me a voice message. You can actually talk to me. This podcast is for people who are in danger and unprotected. Victims of heated arguments, victims of smashed property, victims of watching adults fight verbally, fight with profanity, and just fight ugly. And you couldn't help but to witness it. All of you are my true family, my true friends. This podcast is for people who are misunderstood, not heard, not seen, disrespected, unprotected, clowned. Cut up, cut down, cut out, and made to feel like people are cutting in your life. Those who are made to feel like they're too tall or too short, too thin or too fat. People who are called lazy eye. People have been told that mental health services are shameful to the family. Friends who betrayed you. Family who betrayed you. Those who've been victimized by crime. By felonies, by misdemeanors, and by low-level crimes, all of you are my true family, my true friends. Victims of blood, victims of sweat, and victims of tears, you're my true family and my true friends. I personally feel that as I keep going until I'm gonna stop, victims of drug epidemics, victims of pandemics, victims of epidemics, you're my true family and my true friends. I'm just taking it all in. I think I covered everybody. So I'm grateful that I got to freestyle these thoughts. But now that I covered everybody, there's more that I need to say. I had thought about the fact that in the podcast that I do with you all, I try my best to show my lighthearted side, because I know it's not easy listening to the serious episodes I've been doing. But I want you to know that I talk a lot about serious issues, not to infuriate people, not even you, because these issues are not lovingly and properly explored. People touch on things and keep going, not me. What I do is this. I make sure that whenever I do this podcast, it's about having people chime in. That's why I say send voice messages, because I don't put pressure on myself to be perfect at exploring each and every sensitive issue and each and every concerning subject. All subjects and all issues, I don't expect myself to be perfect at lovingly exploring and exploring lovingly. So that's why I say send messages, because I do need your help to be the best I can be at not excluding the very people that need to feel belong and not just be told that they're included. That is very important to me. The kind of person that I am, I was actually afraid to do this podcast for this other reason. I'll start with the first reason. I said I'm black in a racist world. I'm autistic in a neurotypical world. And I'm a child abuse victim in an adult supremacy world. Who the fuck wants to be blessed by me? Turns out, you do. My listeners. So when I say send a voice message, it has nothing to do with bragging rights. It has nothing to do with violating privacy. It has nothing to do with attention seeking. It has nothing to do with arrogance. It has nothing to do with showboating. It has nothing to do with forcing myself in your life. It has nothing to do with forcing close relationships that each of you of the listeners have with me. No. That's not what the agenda is. The agenda is, to create a safe environment virtually. So no matter what you're going through, I care about what you're going through, even though I don't know what you're going through. And I'm not going to even ask, because the important thing is that you know that I care about you, and that in my heart, I care for you, and this podcast is my way of showing it. And the other reason I was afraid to do this podcast is there's a risk that is taken when you have a public platform. You don't know everyone's sensitivities, everyone's triggers, everyone's sensibilities, everyone's boundaries. So there's a risk of unintentionally and accidentally offending folks. And I said, I wish I would be able to not unnecessarily offend people, because that would make me devastated, remorseful, regretful, and I would be making amends 100% as soon as possible. Now, there's some people that when you do touch on these sensitive issues, that they're going to be offended, but I understand that my goal is not to offend. My goal is to show love and concern and care and compassion. So think of it this way. I respect people. I call secular people in. I do not call secular people out. I call faith-based people in. I do not call faith-based people out. I call the entire human diversity in. I do not call the entire human diversity out. And I understand that it's good for me not to be hard on myself. It's good for me not to be tough on myself. To all those who are geeks, dorks, and unpopular in schools, you are my true family and my true friends. And I truly mean that from the bottom of my heart. To those who are people experiencing injury, unjust practices, crimes, rape, violation, assault, verbal maltreatment, physical maltreatment, and those facing the Kantian notion of the wrongness of using another human being as means to an end, rather than as ends in themselves. To those experiencing intimate partner abuse and intimate partner violence, those who are experiencing social abuse, intimidation, stalking, emotional abuse, passive/covert abuse, economic deprivation, and those who are experiencing physical aggression. Victims of couple violence. All of you are my true family and my true friends. Yes, I have more people to add. Good. I just want to say to all the victims of each and every tragedy in life, you are my true family and my true friends, because you all are positive people, and all positive people are my true family and my true friends.